Christian Discipleship and Muslim Ministry bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S. believers can turn tough social issues into teachable moments. Details in a moment. And stick around because God is moving in one of the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. But first, ask an average American Christian teenager if they deal with or know someone who deals with a same-sex issue. The answer may surprise you. According to the Center for Disease Control, nearly 1 in 10 young Americans struggle with the issue. Schools and sports associations are shifting their policies, and the LGBTQ message is everywhere. So what answers it? Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says they did this week in their new teen devotional series called Unlocked.
One of the stories that we have in there on the 13th is from this perspective of this young person who has these same-sex attractions, even though she's a follower of Jesus Christ, and how she dealt with it. But one victory through Christ alone, and now she's a mom and a wife and living for Jesus and helping other people that are dealing with these same issues.
Yoder says they're being attacked on both sides. In tackling this divisive issue, he wants people to understand that Keys for Kids believes in God's Word. Scripture pairs with each story, which illustrates the point. Here's why.
We know that if we can see kids not just come to know Jesus and disciple these kids, but give them tools that can help them be defenders of their faith, apologists through the Holy Spirit, they'll become multipliers of their faith.
Meanwhile, a U.S. man will spend the rest of his life behind bars for exploiting kids in the Philippines. Anthony Schultz received an 84-year prison sentence for making child pornography. Compassion International's Edwin Estioco says it's a new kind of evil for the archipelago.
The Philippines has the worst and most cases of online sexual exploitation of children. And I can cite three reasons for that. Because we are a largely English-speaking country, and then we have a lot of easy online payment schemes, and then we also have so many internet cafes, even in the remote provinces.
The children Compassion helps are the same ones targeted for exploitation.
I spoke with one of our church partners, and one of said, the only real reason why families engage this, of course, is because of poverty. They don't have money to feed their children. Their children are starving.
But Compassion offers an alternative, poverty relief in Jesus' name.
We are helping them, releasing them from poverty, giving them hope, educating the children so that they will be employed later on. We are giving them discipleship.
To help Compassion fight child trafficking in the Philippines, read the full story at missionnews.org. And Indonesia, it's one of the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. Open Doors USA ranks it as the 30th most difficult place to follow Christ. But Bruce Allen with FMI is seeing the results of God at work.
You know, a government might say it is closed to the gospel, but that does not mean its citizens' hearts are closed to the gospel. And time after time, we were hearing firsthand reports about what God has been doing, even in small congregations, to impact their communities, sometimes with 90 or 100% of the Muslim majority community engaging in the gospel and having spiritual conversations with the Christian minority.
But as life continues to grow increasingly difficult for Christians, persecution is not scaring them into silence.
A devout Muslim would know that Jesus was born of a virgin, had come as God's word to humanity, and was sinless and a miracle worker. But that's about all they know. They don't know about the forgiveness that he offers, the touch of compassion that he has on people's life, grace and mercy and transformation. And so the Muslims are beginning to ask the Christians about Jesus. Tell me more about Jesus.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. So this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.